If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In today's episode, we're going to connect with a high school senior from Denver, a young entrepreneur who's at the exciting crossroads of education and, well, I guess that would be entrepreneurship. And by the way, when I say entrepreneurship, I don't want to put anybody off. When I first started this podcast, I made it really clear that it's for people with jobs, people with busy lives who don't necessarily want to be a startup or have a capital E entrepreneurship business. It's just for regular people who want to make extra money. And maybe you want to own your own business and go full-time, but whether you do or don't, you can still start a project that makes money without quitting your job, using a skill that you already have, and without going into debt. That is our mission. That's our core value. So we've got a listener here who is mindful of challenges and limitations. Again, I make the show for busy people. And in this case, balancing it with impending college plans and limited resources. So let's see if I can offer some guidance to help young people like this, perhaps some of our listeners as well, or perhaps someone our listener knows. If you know somebody who's in this situation or is coming out of college or in college, high school, could be younger than that. We've got all kinds of people out there. What can they do? You know, how can they navigate the early stages of a journey like this? Let's talk about it. High school senior, ready to hustle. That's today's episode coming right up.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Hi there, Chris and team. I'm Alex, a high school senior from Denver. I've been listening to Side Hustle School for a couple of months, and it's really opened my eyes to the world of entrepreneurship. I'm eager to start my first side hustle, but feel a bit overwhelmed by the challenges ahead, especially as a young entrepreneur. What advice can you offer to help young people like me successfully launch and manage a side hustle? I don't have a lot of resources, and I also have to think about my college plans.
Alex, it's great to start your entrepreneurial journey early. And I also love the constraint of not having a lot of resources. You know, that's why we make this podcast every day. Our listeners don't have a lot of resources. And I don't just mean money. In fact, mostly I mean time. Like you have to think about the college plans, as mentioned. Our listeners have families, they have jobs, they have all kinds of stuff that they're doing that takes their time. So you need to be intentional. But also, I think as a young person, you need to experiment, which I don't think that advice is in conflict. Like, I think you have to take some time to figure out what you're good at, what you like to do. How do you use your skills to the best of your ability? How do you choose which skills to develop further? Like, you're not going to have all the answers right away. And I think it's wrong to pressure people to have those answers. So don't worry if the first project is not hugely successful. That's totally okay. In fact, I would expect you to do a bunch of different things along the way. But I will give you a couple of ideas since you ask. So number one, digital freelancing. leverage a skill in an area like writing, graphic design, social media management, platforms like Fiverr, Upwork, there are others. Those are ideal for beginners. They also require minimal upfront investment, often an investment of $0, actually, assuming you already have a computer and whatever software you need. Number two, tutoring or some other form of educational content. Okay, so use your academic strengths by tutoring younger students or creating content on YouTube or TikTok or Twitch, another service. This not only earns you money, but also builds a brand of sorts, builds some authority for you, helps you begin building a platform if you're not doing that already. And then the third idea is e-commerce with a twist. All right, so start a small online business. Could be fulfilled by Amazon. A lot of people are doing that now. It could be anything else from handmade crafts on Etsy to drop shipping products on Shopify, also really big right now. But pick a niche market that aligns with your interests. Don't spend a ton of money. You probably have to spend some money with e-commerce, but don't go in too hard. Just go in and try different stuff. And I think it's a wonderful thing. I got started hustling and, you know, running little businesses when I was 19. And it was just such a great time in my life that was very formative and allowed me to do so many different things later. So I am a fan of this approach. Alex, best wishes. Let us know how it goes. Listeners, I'm cheering you on every single day. I really want to help you succeed in 2024 and beyond, but, you know, specifically 2024, because that's where we are now. Let me know if I can help. SideHustleSchool.com/questions on social media every day. And of course, more to come here on the podcast every single day. That's all for now, though. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
Onward Project.